Did your husband pass away before you came to California?
Yeah. And my father passed away too.
Was he ill, working on the cattle ranch, and then?
Well, I think he. Anyway, they didn't never diagnose it, but I think it was cancer for the liver. He smoked quite hard. Then he was a hard drinker too, and he was getting up there in years, you know. So, well, he wasn't too old either. But we put him in the Amarillo Hospital, and he passed away there. So I came out here and started working at Douglas. I was out here about, well, I went to work at W.T. Grant's down in Santa Monica. My brother was living in Ocean Park then, they called it. I guess they still do. And I stayed 2 weeks there with him, and I said, well, I can't put up this year. You don't have a big apartment, you know. They just had one bedroom. They just had a small bed for my daughter and I. And I didn't know anybody out here, and I was scared to death. If I'd have had the money, I'd have turned around and went back.
I was going to ask you what it felt like to come to this
area. Oh, I was scared
to
death.
Very different.
You know, back in those days, my husband was only getting $75 a month, and we had to feed ourselves. But our house was furnished for us, and our water, and, of course, our wood. We could get our wood right out of the prairie. But, and then we had to buy our own gas and lights and clothes, $75 a month. Well, it went a long ways in those days. And then I came out here and I worked at W.T. Grant's, and I forgot now just how much I was making there. And I wouldn't even put my applications in at another place for a waitress. And I thought, I'll do waitress work. They were going to hire me, and I backed out of the notion. I said, no, I'm scared to death. I'm afraid I'll spill a whole tree right in the people's lap. And I said, I'm too self-conscious. They said, well, we'll teach you. We'll teach you if you'll only go to work for us. They just begged me to. I said, no. I'm just going to Douglas. They hired me right down there. Big, heavy-set woman. And I went in, and they hired both of us the same day.
When you were married those 9 years, did you use birth control?
No. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't know what it was. You just had to be careful, that's all. Just had to be careful. No, I didn't use any birth control. Just had to be careful what I did and what I didn't do.
How did you come to California?
Well, I didn't have the money to come on a bus or a train or a plane. So I went to Amarillo and I found one of these people that wanted to bring someone out here for a price. So I paid them $25. I got here, I had $20 left. And I gave my brother 10 of it. So,
was your daughter with you?
Oh, yes. I had to bring her. And, but when we first came, I went to L.A., and the buses weren't running then, and the streetcars weren't running or something, having blackouts. And I said, oh, my Lord, I'm in this big town. What'll I do if I start out by myself to catch a bus or a cab? I didn't want to take a cab because I knew, you know, I'd be getting my money lost. And I didn't know where to tell them to go. I knew the address. So finally got these people to take me out there to my sister's. And it was about midnight, I guess. She was boarding a room in L.A. And so we landed over there. And I stayed a couple of 3 days with her. And then she told me to go down, ride a bus down to so-and-so place and catch a streetcar and come over here and get off at a certain place in Ocean Park. I didn't know how to use one of these telephones like that, or a telephone on the wall, you know. I didn't know how to use that thing. So I went to a drugstore down in Ocean Park in Maine, I believe it was, right on the corner. Got off that streetcar, went and used that phone. I said, I guess the guy thought I was crazy or ignorant or something. I said, where'd I put the money in? It was only a nickel then. And I said, how do I get this number? He come back and dialed it for me. Because we just have these old phones, you know, you hang on the wall and you just ring your number. And I never used one of those phones. And he come back and he dialed the number. And I called my brother and he was just a minute getting there. Of course, I was happy to see him and he was happy to see us, you know. So finally I said, well, I can't leave here. I'll stay 2 weeks with him. And it's too crowded for you guys and it's not right, you know. So he said, there's a lady across the street. She's taking in room and boarders. Okay, that's when I went over there and started living with her. And we had a room, wasn't quite as big as this. And I lived there with her over 5 years. Board and room. My little girl went to John Muir right across the street, about a half a block from where we room and board. And
how much was it then to room and board?
I think I paid $60 a month. $60 a month. And I started work at Douglas for 60 cents an hour. And that's when I started at Douglas.
Was your brother working at Douglas, would you say?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, he was in, I don't know what he was. Machine shops, I believe he was in a machine shop. And well, he'd been there a couple of years, I guess, before I came out. And then they, Douglas sent us to school over somewhere. It wasn't around Douglas, but it was another building, a high school or something. And they sent us to school over there and went to school 2 weeks. And we had a lead man over there, and he come to tell us, he said, I want to tell you right now, girls, you two are geniuses. And I'd done that kind of work before, but not with electric motor. I did it by hand.
And
drill holes, you know, and rivet.
Was on the ranches?
Mm-hmm.
What, doing what kinds of work?
Well, I helped fix the windmills. We had an old hand drill, though. Or fix something on the saddle, or help fix. I built a hen house back home, chicken house, all by myself. And so I knew how to do all of that. I knew how to fix a flat tire and used all kinds of tools, you know. And they come to us, a big, heavy set lady and I forgot her name. And so they'd give us a little plate of metal, you know, like that, drill them holes and rivet them together. And boy, we just coming and going. And they'd come to say, you're just a genius, both of you.
That's great.
So that's when I first started to work.